Trusting God's Timing by Lynette Kittle, read by Leah Martin. Today's Bible verse is Genesis 40:14. But when all goes well with you, remember me and show me kindness. Mention me to Pharaoh and get me out of this prison. Have you ever experienced feeling forgotten by someone who promised to keep in contact with you or said they would recommend you for an opportunity, but then seemed to have disappeared and forgotten all about you? Scripture tells us about the extraordinary life of Joseph, a man who understood what it meant to be forgotten by others. Sold into slavery by jealous brothers who truly did want to forget all about him, their actions led to Joseph's imprisonment. While serving time with fellow inmates, Joseph interpreted a dream for the chief cupbearer, who was also imprisoned at the time. Joseph asked to be remembered by him when he was released. But following a quick release, this inmate forgot all about Joseph's assistance. Genesis 40:23 explains, the chief cupbearer, however, did not remember Joseph. He forgot him. So, was the cupbearer just a terrible person who purposely forgot Joseph? Was he a self-absorbed individual totally ungrateful for his help? Or was his delay in remembering Joseph all in God's timing? It's a question we too may want to consider when it seems like we've been forgotten by someone we thought for sure would remember us. Genesis 41:1-13 describes what followed. After 2 full years had passed, the chief cupbearer's boss, the Pharaoh, had a dream that he didn't understand. When all his advisors and consultants couldn't interpret the troubling dream for him, the chief cupbearer had an aha moment where he remembered Joseph. This aha moment led to Joseph being called before Pharaoh to interpret his dream, an act that led to his release from prison and being placed into a high position within the kingdom, as we learn in Genesis 41:41. Although forgotten throughout his life by others, God didn't ever forget Joseph, working through his life in remarkable ways, as evidenced in Acts 7:9-10. Like Joseph, when we have felt forgotten by others, we can take comfort in knowing God remembers us. We can also trust God is at work in our lives, whether by way of those we are hoping will think of us, or through those who may surprise us. I have a family member who was praying and asking God for a job when friends who were thousands of miles away, ones he hadn't been in contact with for years, just happened to be looking through a box that brought him to mind. In thinking of him, they had an aha moment where they felt prompted to contact him in consideration for an upcoming opening at their organization. In calling to reconnect with him, they discovered he was looking for a job, which led to his being hired for the position. So whenever we're feeling forgotten by others, we can choose to trust God hasn't forgotten us. We can believe he has a plan for our lives and will bring us to the minds of those who know us in his perfect timing and according to his will. Who has God brought to your mind recently? Anyone you haven't thought about in years? Take time to consider why you're thinking of them and ask God if he's prompting you to reach out to them.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Hello, my name's Rachel Carmen, and I want to invite you to come over and listen to my podcast. It's called Real Refreshment. For years and years as a young mother, I chased after the wind, thinking that the world could offer me the refreshment I longed for. But it was only when I discovered it in the person of Jesus Christ that I really found refreshment. Come on over and join me as we dig into Bible study. I'll see you there.